Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nathaniel Williams, said the bilateral relationship with Venezuela dates back to the 19th century. Mr. Williams, however, noted that the relationship was reinvigorated under the current government of Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves.
It was not until 2001 where the momentum and the vitality of relation between St. Vincent and the Grenadines truly take its form, and the whole trajectory of growth began then. During that time, Honorable Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. the Honorable Ralph E. Gonsalves, forming and also adopting a foreign policy that speaks to forging a strong relationship with new and emerging economies while maintaining ties with our old and traditional friends, seek to have a closer and more concrete relationship with Venezuela. History speaks for itself since then. It was during that time that we see the Petrocaribe Project initiative being set in place, an initiative that deals with people at the core of the development and the vision.
Mr. Williams said this country received significant assistance from Venezuela in various sectors, including education.
We believe, as a government, speaking on behalf of the minister, that Chavez's image and personality will never leave the hearts of the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. When you look at the airport, when you look at VINLEC, a current energy agency in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that receive its supply of fuel from Venezuela, the many students who have actually studied, the low-income and the no-income homes, when we look at the support we have received in CELAC from Venezuela in terms of advancing and promoting, advocating the interests of small states, I think these would live well beyond our own natural lives.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nathaniel Williams, and Chargé Affairs at the Venezuelan Embassy, Elias Villalba, said the government of Venezuela is committed to maintaining its bond of friendship with St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
I know of the importance of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to Venezuela because the relation dates back a while, a long, long while. And it's only in our best interest to keep forging those ties. And as an example of that, we have all the initiatives that on a daily basis, we keep working together with St. Vincent to bring the ideals of the great president, late President Hugo Chavez, and all the liberators and forefathers who came before him, to bring those ideals to a reality and keep working on them to show the support and bring about the best of the best for those in need. I have to say, of course, the embassy is more than open to all of you at all times, and that in a very short while I can be called part of the family of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Charge the affairs at the Venezuelan embassy, Elias Villalba. Bertel Maloney, reporting for NBC News.